cities composed out of fragmented areas which fulfill different tasks and therefore look different, smell different, and also sound different. For example, you have living areas, industrial estates, shopping areas, suburb places, or places of transit. As an urban territory has many different faces, while moving through a city, you have the impression of constantly
The resulting tracks are connected to thematic areas, but more on an associative level and not strictly referring to the reproduction. As we had in our last exhibition, a set of 14 cover tracks on the floor, 14 different audio tracks were prepared. Each track is played back with a loop player that moves slowly forward through the given audio track by the individual excerpts. All the technical details will be explained later by you. To enhance not only a sensitivity for movement in space, but also for movement in time, four scenes were included in every single track. All tracks are moving more or less simultaneously to the four scenes as a whole, creating loosely synchronized but always different auditory scenes. Similar to the sound of a city which shifts through levels of intensities, following a kind of dramatic through the passing hours of night and day. To give a short example, I will now play some arranged pieces out of the sound material that was prepared for our last installation.
Channel audio interface that writes Cylinders also have open copper contacts, as you probably guessed, at the bottom too, so that placing them on the tracks connects the amplified audio signals over the soldered cables inside the cylinder that lead through the foam donut seam here to the inside and then into the speaker itself. To ensure a good contact and thus a low contact resistance, an additional iron weight was placed inside each speaker object. In Pure Data, the most important features that we implemented was a loop player abstraction that is instantiated for each channel in order to play the prepared recordings. These players use a macrogranular sequencing synthesis like approach that offered us interesting modulation possibilities that are controlled by the visitor's activity through the recognition of addition and removal of speakers at the installation. The patch is available also on the website Martin was pointing to at the beginning. So I want to get into details about the loop player and that macrogranular looping approach. The loop players read the materials in progressing loops, playing repeatedly with forward moving loop markers. Of course, that's a relative simple approach, but it creates a diffuse sound that blends between different areas of the loaded waveform. And one benefit for us of this approach was that you will never hear the absolutely same loop even over hours, because these loop markers are modified and modulated by the activity of the visitors. We have got a little sound demo. I hope the moving loop markers will get audible. Thank you.
to be applied to player emulations. And but if then somebody comes in and places or removes a speaker, the special case treatment will the whole system wakes up suddenly. Isolated feedback signal jumps to a certain value well above zero. invite you to the next full installation of the Schadenkreis at the Make Art Festival in April 2007 at the Maison de l'Architecte. It's in Poitiers, a very nice city not so far away from the Atlantic in France. And, well, that's it.
Thank you very much for being here. Last chance.